Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 8, 1804, day 56 of the expedition. Camped at the head of Nodaway Island. Today, another detachment order, written by Captain Lewis and signed by both captains. The order makes some changes in the way provisions are distributed, ensuring their regular and prudent use. Captain Clark writes his entry today.
Set out early, past a small creek on the starboard and two small islands on starboard. Five men sick today with a violent headache. We made some arrangements as to provisions and messes. Came to for dinner at the lower point of a very large island situated near the starboard. After a delay of 2 hours, we passed a narrow channel of 45 to 80 yards wide, 5 miles to the mouth of the Nodaway River. This river comes in from the north and is navigable for a pirogue some distance. It is about 70 yards wide, a little above the mouth. At the mouth, not so wide. The mud of the gut running out of the Missouri is thrown and settles in the mouth half a mile higher up. This channel, or gut, is the upper point of the said island. This island is called the Nodaway and is the largest I have seen in the river, containing 7 or 8 thousand acres of land and seldom overflowed. We camped at the head of this island on the starboard. Opposite the head of our camp is a small island near the middle of the river. River still falling. Our flank party did not join us this evening. Captain William Clark, July 8, 1804.
Captain Lewis continues.
The commanding officers do appoint the following persons to receive, cook, and take charge of the provisions, which may, from time to time, be issued to their respective messes. John B. Thompson to Sergeant Floyd's mess, William Warner to Sergeant Ordaway's mess, and John Collins to Sergeant Pryor's mess. These superintendents of provisions are held immediately responsible to the commanding officers for a judicious consumption of the provision which they receive. In consideration of the duties imposed by this order on Thompson, Warner, and Collins, they will in the future be exempt from guard duty, though they will still be held on the roster for that duty. Their regular tour shall be performed by someone of their respective messes. They are exempted also from pitching the tents of the messes, collecting firewood and fork poles for cooking and drying such fresh meat as may be furnished them. These duties are to be also performed by the other members of their messes, Captain Meriwether Lewis and Captain William Clark, July 8, 1804.
Tomorrow, the alarmed expedition discovers signs of a Sioux war party.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Captain Lewis, read by Russ Palmer. Journal entries are from Gary Moulton's complete edition of the journals. Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is produced at Yellowstone Public Radio. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.